Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Praise be to God. We just thank the Lord for this day and for another opportunity. And at this time, we'd like for you to bring your minds in for a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this day. Thank you for another chance to kneel before you in prayer, Lord. Thank you for another chance to get it right before you. We ask you, please forgive our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. Wash and purge us, purify us, sanctify us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Search our hearts, search our minds, everything in us that's not like you, Lord. Take it out by the root and destroy it. Cleanse us from the inside out. Wash us, purge us, purify us, Lord. Bless this show, Lord Jesus. Bless the broadcast, Lord. I know that you're able to do all things, all powers in your hand, Lord. Rebuke Satan on every hand, destroys every evil work, Lord Jesus. Let your word prevail, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Have your way. Take over. Take complete control, Lord. Touch a soul. Lift a soul. Encourage a soul. Strengthen somebody, Lord Jesus. Meet the needs, Lord, of your people, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to go through. Help us to take up our cross and follow after you in righteousness and in true holiness, Lord. We're depending on you. We're taking you at your word. Lord, we thank you for all things. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your people, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your protection and for keeping us, Lord Jesus. We ask you, please forgive our sins even the more, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us and keep us, Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today on the broadcast. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our Southern District Overseer and our Vice President and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Jackson is our president, forgive me. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. I believe we're having a little bit of a technical difficulties right now, but we're going to go ahead and continue on, and they'll be worked out if it's the Lord's will. So right now we're going to read the opening scripture. It's taken from the 46th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams where
their way and seek your face. In the name of Jesus, we pray that
Jesus.
You will save the unsaved, heal them that are sick, deliver them that are bound. In the name of Jesus, lose the soul. Have your way. Let your will be done. And we thank you, oh Lord. Oh,
we believe you today.
We believe you for your touch. We believe you for your anointing. We believe you for deliverance. We believe you for your love, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe you for more faith, for more trust in you, Lord. Help us on the ticket of more, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this time. We
thank
give
you,
praise
Lord.
And glory
you,
and honor
Jesus.
Unto thy name, Lord. Pass on your way. And we'll
yes,
bless
Lord.
Your name, Jesus. Oh, yes. My God, we'll praise thy name for the
yes,
wonderful
Lord.
Work that you have done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
be to God. Amen. We thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we do apologize. We had a little technical issues here where we didn't switch over, and I don't know how much of the prayer you heard, but praise be to God. I felt the anointing. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. And at this time, we're going to have Evangelist Khadija Hameen hosting the show on this afternoon. At this time, the show is turned over to Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our Vice President, the Southern District Overseer, and Pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
We led that beautiful prayer from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. And I'm going to read the opening scripture from the 46th number of Psalm, and I'm going to be starting at the first verse. That's the 46th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. We thank God for the reading of his word, the 46th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses throughout its entirety. Amen. I'm going to sing this song.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yes, to break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I can hear the chains I hear the chains falling. Break, chains, break. Break, chains, break. Break, chains, break. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds so that she may introduce our speaker. She may have words. Amen. And introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Power. In the blood, power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is his name. Glory to God. And the scripture that she read, God is our refuge.
Yes.
God is right now. He is our refuge. Trouble
Amen.
May come in your life, but Jesus, he is your refuge today.
Yes, Lord.
He is a hiding place. If you just receive the word of God, and receive Jesus, those you can run to the Lord,
yes,
and
Lord.
He will be a refuge for your soul.
Amen.
I thank God for those beautiful, beautiful scriptures, very, very timely, because there's so much trouble going on in the land.
Amen.
But we have a refuge, and we just believe the scriptures and believe the word of God. You can go to God, and you will have a refuge. In the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for those songs, for the song, for the word that was read. I tell you, God's word is powerful. It's good.
Yes, Lord.
God is. Though the waters thereof roar and be
mm-hmm.
troubled.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
My God.
The river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God.
Yes,
the holy place of the tabernacle. Of the Most High. We are serving the Most High God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He can do everything.
Yes.
He can do everything. Whatever
Amen.
We need him to do,
yes,
he
Lord.
Can do it. We have to look to him and trust in him.
Amen.
And God,
God,
he will make a way. He
Amen.
Will get us out of the trouble. He will be that refuge for us.
Thank
though
you,
the waters rise up and though those waters be troubled on every side, God will take us through.
Yes,
He'll
Lord.
Take us through the flood. He'll take us through the fire.
Amen.
And God will work everything out.
Thank
All
you.
Right. God is. Thank the Lord. He'll be whatever you need him to be.
Yes.
God is.
God
Thank
is.
The Lord.
Thank
beautiful
you,
scriptures,
Jesus.
I tell you. My soul is stirred up.
Yes.
I'm driving and going
God
forward.
Is, yes.
Yeah, the Lord, because the Lord has done so many great things for us, we can't even tell it all. But
Amen.
He's moving by his spirit. He's
Thank
working
you.
Things out. He's making a way out of no way. He's opening up doors that seem to be closed in our
yes,
face.
Lord,
but he's
Amen.
Making a way that we can do his will, speak
yes.
his word. And say what he wants us to say.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And we are thankful for that.
Thank
you, God, for all that he has done. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we have a beautiful speaker, Sheila Hameen, and she preaches and teaches the word
yes.
of God. Glory to God. So at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank the Lord for this broadcast. I thank God for blessing us to be on just one more time and for the prayer that was prayed, the opening scripture, and those beautiful exhortations, the song that came forth. Amen. Giving God the glory, letting us know that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing that can bind us up. God, he has the power to break the chain and loose us. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that opening scripture, how that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my soul is rejoicing. And like Evangelist May, I'm stirred up as well.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
For what the Lord has done. Praise God. He's given us another day that we can give him praise, that we can worship him and lift up his holy name.
Amen.
It didn't have to be so, praise the Lord, because none of these days are promised to us. The Lord is gracious toward us. Amen.
Yes.
And we ought to be happy. We ought to be so grateful for what the Lord has done for us, because we don't deserve anything of the Lord. Praise God, but he is so good to us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to prolong the time, but I want to go ahead and get to the Word of God. And I ask that you will pray along with me as we go to the Word of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God. We ask that you will look down on us right now. Oh, Lord God, search each of our hearts. Lord, you know the things that we stand in need of, the spiritual and the natural things, the mental and emotional things. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now that you will send your word and minister to us according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We invite you, oh God, to come in right now, Lord, and have your eternal way. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, God, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to the Word of God, and I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you will notice with me, the book of St. John, the 15th chapter. Praise the Lord. And I do want to try to cover the whole chapter. And the beautiful thing about having a broadcast, if I don't get it all out today, I can come back and get a little bit more out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll call it part one, part two, or something like that. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Amen.
And he knows just what to do. Praise the Lord. So let us go to St. John, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1, and the Bible reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And on Friday night, the Lord took over Evangelist Khadija, amen, and she began to just let the Lord have his way.
Thank you,
after singing that song, oh, praise be to God, without God, I
can do nothing.
Could do nothing.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just like a ship without a sail.
Yes.
I need the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. And I'm still stirred up from that on Friday night. For how the Lord began to move and to speak to us on Friday night. So let's go to the Word of God. Let me start the scripture again, the 15th chapter, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth, purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
All
right, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Mm-hmm.
If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And I want to stop right there. Praise the Lord, and we'll go further as the Lord leads.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to bring forth a title this afternoon of In Times Like These, We Need the Lord.
Yes,
my theme is, Lord, please send help. Glory be to God. Lord knows the times that we are living in. These are perilous times.
Amen.
These times that Jesus was preparing his disciples for. In the previous chapter, he began to let them know that he was going away, prepare a place for them, that where he is, they could be there with him also. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He encouraged them to not let their heart be troubled by saying, if ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Glory be to God. And he let them know, if it were not so, I would have told you. But he was letting them know that times that would be difficult, trying times, times of persecution and ridicule and hatred were coming about. Hallelujah. He was preparing to die on the cross so that he could go back to the Father.
Amen.
And so that the Father would send another comforter who would dwell inside of them. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And he began to teach his disciples concerning how they should abide in him and his word abide in them. Glory to God.
Thank
he
you,
said, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. He's referring to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So if you claim to be in Jesus and you don't bring forth any fruit, the Father will take you away.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And every branch that bringeth forth fruit, God is going to purge that branch, that it may bring forth more fruit.
More fruit.
And so the Lord wants us to be fruitful in our ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants our ministry to grow and to expand and prosper to bring about glory to his name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In times like these, we need the Lord to send us help.
because there's a lot of discouragement going on right now. There's a lot of death and sorrow and grief happening right now, oh my Lord. But God is everything we need him to be.
Yes.
God is our refuge and strength, a
yes.
very present help in trouble.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus explained how his word can clean us up and make us whole. Oh, hallelujah. The word that he had spoken to his disciples, the teaching that he had given them, those were words with power. Hallelujah.
And
there is power in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
glory to God. And
Amen.
If he abides in us, hallelujah, we can ask him whatsoever we will.
Yes.
And he promised that the Father would do it for us. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to go a little further
go ahead.
In the word of God and praise the Lord and just talk about how the Father is glorified when we bear much fruit. Amen.
Right.
And this is a sign that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Jesus let them know that the Father loved him. Amen. Yes,
Amen.
The Father loved his son, Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus also loved us, and he wants us to continue in his love.
Yes.
It was love that caused God to send Jesus in the first place. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but
yes.
have everlasting life.
Yes.
And the Lord wants us to continue in his love, commandment.
Yes.
He
Amen.
Did show us the greatest example, because
Amen.
He said, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and
yes.
abide in his love, he
yes.
wants us to keep his commandments and abide in his love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. Oh, thank you, Lord. The joy that the Lord gave us, the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Because
yes.
the world didn't give it.
Yes.
And the world can't take it away. Oh, hallelujah. But people are dying every day. And a lot of them are dying without God in their lives.
Amen.
They're dying without repenting of their sins.
Yes, they
and
are.
And we need to go forth as never before
yes.
and promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And let the world know that Jesus saves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now.
Yes.
Whatever we need him for, God is. Oh,
God is. Thank you,
if you need a friend, God is.
God
Thank
is.
You. If you need a healing for your body, God is.
God, that, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is everything that we need him to be.
Yes.
So praise be to God. And by abiding in Jesus and his word abiding in us,
yes.
we can go to the Father and ask the Father for a favor.
Amen.
We can ask him. Glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
yes.
And the Father will do it.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, the word of God is powerful. Yes, it is. It has everything we need in it. Hallelujah. But many things are conditional. If you keep his commandments, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then he said also, abide in his love.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do all wonderful things for you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his joy would remain in us. Hallelujah. And that joy is full. Somebody spoke about unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That joy that stirs down in my soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. With that same joy, I can draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for joy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus said, a greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
All right.
For he referring to us as his friends. Praise be to God. He said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Amen.
People want to be a friend of God.
Yes.
They even sing a song saying, I am a friend of God.
That's right.
Yes. But it's important that we do the Lord commands us to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is what brings our friendship with God together.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That is what holds our relationship together with God.
Amen.
If we do whatever he has commanded us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord, down in the 15th verse, saying, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known.
Right.
And in preparation, Jesus is explaining everything that the disciples were to expect. They were to expect that he would die on the cross, and that on the third day he would rise again.
Amen.
He began to reveal all these things to them because he referred to them as his friends. Praise be to God, but he chooses his own friends. The 16th verse says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Mm-hmm.
And ordained you that you should go out preaching the word of God, proclaiming the word of God, and bringing forth fruit, hallelujah, being prosperous and fruitful in ministry.
Yes.
And that your fruit should remain.
Yes.
That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Before then, they would ask Jesus for these things. But after Jesus sin and go sit on the right hand of God, they could now go to the Father and ask it in his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They could go to the Father and ask whatsoever they will in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's so much power in that name. Oh, hallelujah. That when we ask in the name of Jesus, God will recognize and honor that request.
Amen.
Yes, because we asked it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
These things I command you, that ye love one another. That love of God.
Yes,
it's so powerful. Hallelujah. It's so powerful. Glory to God. And it can't be explained. But it's powerful enough to stop death. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
It's powerful enough to save a dying soul. Oh, glory to God. It's so powerful, it could change a man's heart. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Right.
That love of God is so powerful. It kept Jesus on the cross. Oh,
yes.
Yes, Lord. It was love, hallelujah, that held Jesus on the cross.
Amen.
It wasn't the nails that they nailed in his hands or his feet. Oh, my Lord Jesus. But that love kept him there from the sixth to the ninth hour.
Thank you, Lord.
After which he gave up the ghost, hallelujah, dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder and said, Father, it is finished.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank
he
you,
completed
Jesus.
The work that God had sent him to do.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he did. He finished all of that work. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it was time for him to go on back to his Father.
All right.
So Jesus, he always prepared his disciples so they would know what to expect.
Amen.
Amen. And even now, God will send us a warning and prepare
yes.
us for the things to come so we would know what to expect.
Amen.
So when the day of the Lord comes, it won't catch us by surprise or
right.
catch us off guard. We should be ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let that day come, because it will come as a thief in the night.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that we don't have to be prepared.
Oh, Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't mean that we don't have to be ready and expecting the Lord any day. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he already warned us ahead of time.
Yes, he did.
So when, if we end up and we're not ready, it's our own fault that we didn't take heed to the warning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But these are those days when we really need God to send us help.
Amen.
We need help from above.
Yes.
We need to cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to send us help.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because there's so much discouragement. There's
Amen.
So much going on around us right now. Oh, my
Amen.
Lord. There are many of us who have suffered many things, but nevertheless, by the power of Almighty God, he is upholding us, and he's
Amen.
Helping us to stand.
Amen.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. But I'm reminded of what Jesus said. Oh, hallelujah, that if the days are not shortened, no flesh,
no flesh.
Can be saved.
Amen.
Nobody can be saved but because Amen. Of the elect. The one
yes.
he has chosen,
yes.
he will shorten the days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can be saved.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And the song began to drop down in my heart. And I really want to sing a little portion of that song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Though the night is dark and we are far from home, thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over, storm is passing over, the storm is passing over. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Though the night is dark and we are far from home, Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. Storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The storm is passing over, but we need the Lord to send help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
While the storm is going on and we are in the peak of the storm,
mm-hmm.
glory to God, we need the Lord to send help.
Amen.
The storms of life just keep beating up against our souls.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My Lord, in these times, we need the Lord to help us. Glory
Amen.
To God. And so let us continue in his love, because the enemy will want our love to wax cold.
Amen.
And this is what's happening to a lot of people, because
yes.
iniquity
yes.
fell abound.
Right.
The love of many shall wax cold. And that has already happened.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But the storm is passing over.
Thank you,
God is our refuge
yes.
and strength. Oh, glory to God. He is our help. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank God for the word of God, for this portion of the word. Praise the Lord. And we're going to come back and do part two, if it be the Lord's will,
All right.
on another broadcast. Praise the Lord to God. But I thank God for the word that we heard so far. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Telling you God is moving by his spirit.
Amen.
God is pouring out his spirit continually.
Yes.
Amen. Those of you who desire to be saved, this is high time for you to run for your life. It's time to repent and make it right with God and
Amen.
Do it now. Get
yes.
in a hurry, oh, my Lord, because you don't know when your last breath is going to be. But
All
while
right.
the blood is running warm in your veins,
yes.
oh, hallelujah, you
Thank
ought to
you,
stop
Jesus.
And get salvation. You ought to stop and get to know the Lord.
Yes.
Stop your worldly ways. Stop your sin and repent right now.
Amen.
And ask the Lord to have mercy
yes.
and forgive your sins and
yes.
save your soul. Oh, hallelujah. God is speaking to
yes.
so many of us. But
Amen.
Are we hearing his voice?
All right.
Praise be to God. As the Bible lets us know today, if we should hear his voice,
yes.
harden not your heart.
Amen.
Like the children of Israel did in the day that they provoked God to anger because
yes.
they refused to believe God. They hardened their heart and they would not accept God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord told them to go and take the promised land, the land he had promised, they refused. And
yes,
they provoked God to anger.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They hardened their heart in disbelief. My God. They
yes,
were
yes,
just
they did.
Unbelieving.
Amen.
Refused to believe God.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord. Don't let that happen to you. You can believe God today, and God will have mercy on your soul. Praise
Amen.
To God at this time. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and let us believe God together. Praise
yes.
the Lord in times like these. I don't know what you're going through, but God knows all about it. And
yes.
he's the only one who can fix your situation, the
yes.
only one who can work things out
oh,
for you. Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If you would only call out to him, and ask for help, the Lord will send help. Oh, praise to God. It doesn't matter how bad the situation is. God will send help. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory
He'll do it for you because He's a God of love. He's a God who cares about you and is concerned for your soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So at this time, let us pray unto the Lord. And you can pray in your heart right now and ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul. Praise God. Acknowledge your sins before the Lord. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and you need the Lord. Open your heart and let Him come in. Let Him abide in you. And so you can abide in Him. Oh, praise God. He'll do it for you. You don't have to put it off any longer. You don't have to wait any longer. But right now, this very moment, God wants to do it for you.
Yes.
Will you be made whole? Will you receive Christ as your personal Savior? Hallelujah. And those of you who are discouraged and feeling like you have no hope, feeling like things just are not going to get better for you or change, glory to God, God can do it for you. Oh, He knows how to change things around. He knows how to show up and make things right. Oh, glory to God. And He's willing to do it for you. But will you cry out to Him saying, Lord, please send help. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we come to You as humble as we know how, humbling ourselves, our hearts, before You right now, God. We are asking You on the behalf of those who are coming to You to repent of their sins and acknowledge that they're a sinner. We are praying for them right now, God, that You will forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Pray, God, that You will receive them, Lord, and go in and abide in them and dwell inside of them. Live in them, Lord Jesus, and use them for Your service. Help somebody today to believe You, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of unbelief.
Right now,
rebuke the drawback spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, rebuke it right now and send it back to the pit. But help our unbelief, Lord. Help us to believe You as the scripture says. Take away all the doubt. Rebuke that spirit of doubtfulness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to You and we ask these things. In the name of Jesus, believing, because we know that Your word is true, and whatever You promise, You will always keep Your word. Oh, blessed Savior, we're looking to You right now. We're asking You to send on help, Lord, send on deliverance, send on healing, Lord Jesus, send on encouragement, send on strength, oh, Lord Jesus. And on power tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now.
We're
praying this prayer. Oh, my God, we are asking You to take up the battle and fight for Your people. Fight for us, Lord Jesus. Make the enemy loose his hold right now. Destroy the yoke of bondage and break every chain right now, God.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We know You have the power.
All power is in
You. You can do everything, Lord. There's nothing too hard for You, oh
Jesus,
God.
Jesus,
help
Jesus,
us, Lord Jesus.
Help right now.
We need Your help right now. We can't do nothing without You, Lord.
Without You, Lord.
So we're waiting on You. We're down here waiting, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, my God, move, Lord. right now while we're praying, while we're waiting, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Take control, my God,
control.
And have your way.
Have
look
your
on the three families, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, God,
yes,
that you will comfort them, oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Send your angels,
yes,
to,
yes,
uphold them, oh God, in,
yes,
this difficult time of grief.
Jesus,
please,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus, hear our cry this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
Hear our prayer right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Stop by to see us.
Stop by right now, Lord Jesus.
Stop by here right now,
yes,
God.
Lord Jesus. God.
Stop by over the radio line, Lord.
Jesus.
Move every shackle, my God. Move by your spirit, Lord Jesus.
Lord, Lord.
Be merciful, my God.
Jesus.
Stay right now. Touch, Lord, and heal those who are sick, Lord Jesus. We pray for them, oh, Lord God, a special prayer that you will make them everywhere whole in the name of Jesus. And we believe you right now, God.
Right now.
Ask you to ever strengthen your people. Bring us together, Lord Jesus. Let your love fill our hearts and help us, Lord, to continue in your love. And to keep your commandments as you commanded us to love one another. Help
us.
Help us. Love one another. Help us, Lord.
Help us.
In the name of Jesus. To love our enemies.
And
to pray for them, oh God. Lord, we pray for our enemies who hate us, those who persecute us, those who despitefully use us, Lord. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
For them right now that you will have mercy
yes,
upon
Lord.
Their
mercy,
soul.
Lord.
That you will save them, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive their sins, oh Lord. Blot
yes,
out
Lord.
Their transgressions in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And now, Lord, we ask that you will remember everyone who is on the prayer list, one by
yes.
one and name by name.
Amen.
We pray, God, that you will bless them with the blessing
yes.
that they stand in need of. Oh,
yes.
Lord Jesus, move all around the world, God. Go up and down the streets of cities everywhere in the suburbs, oh, God. Go into the houses, oh, Lord Jesus. Men, families back together that are torn apart. Oh, my Lord Jesus, only you can do it. We know you have the power, Lord Jesus. God, even in these times that we're living in, we really need you right now, Lord,
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
We need your help, Lord Jesus.
Help us, we need you.
Help us to stand.
Help
us to endure. Lord, take us through. Hold our hand. Walk by our side day and night in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you. And we're taking you at your word. Oh, God, and we count it as done.
Count it as done.
Give you thanks, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you right
thank
now.
You, thank you.
Hear
thank
our
you,
prayer.
Thank
we thank
you,
you for
Jesus.
Your touch. We
thank,
thank
you for your touch, Lord.
For the
thank you, Jesus.
Manifestation of your spirit, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Thank you. For healing, Lord.
Thank
we thank
you.
You
for healing. Thank you right now,
and
Lord. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank
thank
you,
Lord.
For help,
thank you,
my
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Bless
thank
your name,
you
Lord. Hallelujah.
Us, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory to you. Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for all that
thank
you've
you,
done.
Lord Jesus. Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Savior. We
thank
can't
you.
Thank you enough.
Can't
Lord,
thank you
all
enough.
All that you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Lord, we
thank
want to time out. And thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for
Jesus.
Giving us another chance. For giving us a little more time to do
thank
your will. We thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name. Now,
thank
Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to have your way in our lives.
Yes,
if there be anything we didn't mention in this prayer, Lord, you know what it is. Even that unspoken
yes,
request,
you know, Lord,
that
yes,
silent prayer, Lord, you can hear it. You know it, oh God, and you know just what to do when we believe
yes,
that you have already taken care of it.
that it's already done, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for it, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all that you've done. Now, Lord, we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message, stirring message to stir your soul.
Amen.
My soul is stirred through the word of God. Lord, we need help in
times
like this. We really need his help. We can't make it on our own, and we cannot make it by ourselves.
Amen.
As the scripture was saying, without me, ye can do nothing. We can't do anything without the help of the Lord and without Christ in our life. Oh, my God, we are helpless without Christ. Beautiful message, timely message, instructing us that we have to abide in that vine. Glory to God. And if we abide in that vine, Lord, have mercy. We will not be able to bring forth fruit. We'll be just like the chaff that the wind drives away.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. We'll be like just picking up sticks and throwing them in the fire to be burned. But I don't want to be like that.
Amen.
I want to be found in the word of God. Hallelujah. It's not having spot. Nor wrinkle, nor any such limits. Lord, have mercy on us and help us, Lord.
Help us.
Trying to make it into that city, and we realize we have to be in this word, the word of God. So I thank God for that powerful message that came through Evangelist. I mean, she preached under the anointing, and I thank God for his word, because that's the only thing that's going to take us through. This word of God, and God's word is the only thing that's going to stand. Hallelujah. Everything goes down. God's word is going to stand. So we want to abide and we want to stand. So we have to stay in God's word. Saying to Evangelist, I mean, continue to let the Lord have his way. Continue to preach the word of God. Continue to project that word of God.
Amen.
We need the Lord. Everybody in the world needs the Lord. And without him, no one of us will be able to make it. We just have to put our trust in the Lord and make sure that we are living in the word of God. And he will take us through. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I just thank God for all things. And I also thank God for the Kellum family. We want them to know that we are praying for them. We are looking to the Lord. Amen. We can only imagine what you are going through, because the loss of a mother, I tell you, is really, really painful. Amen. And then the loss of your own son and your mother on the same day is really rough. Amen. But I know that God can take you through. But you have to trust in him. You have to look to the Lord in times like this. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Keep preaching the word of God, and allowing the Lord to have his way in your life.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have some announcements by Evangelist Khadijah, our host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word, and thank God for the prayer also coming to Evangelist Hameen, saying in times like these, we need the Lord and Lord peace and help. And I like how she brought out how God wants us to be fruitful in our ministry, and how we are the branches, and when we bring forth the fruit, he'll purge us so that we can bring forth even more. And, you know, you think about if one of those branches gets cut off, the fruit that's on that branch is going to die because that branch has been cut off. But we can't do anything without the Lord. Truly, we do need him in times like these. And Lord, send us help because we need it. We need it to make it into the world today. And I just thank God for the word. Thank God also for Evangelist Maybelle and the remarks that she gave as well. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one score, and one is O-N-E. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, and 100 is 100. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school. And we want to continue to pray for the Breeze Kellum family, Mr. Jonathan Angel Amante, Sister Sarah Corden, the Breeze Reeves family, Tammy Ryan, the Breeze Rivers family, the Breeze Caraway family, Yvette Curtis Brown and her family, Maurice Woody, it's Brenda's nephew, Risa Turlington, Denise Hance, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, Arnold Bird, Celeste Tall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Marisa Assetti and Mr. Angel Assetti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldowin family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the Breeze Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Alice family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, and Minister Troy Johnson, anyone else whose name I did not mention that are requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just want something, need something to help you get through the rest of this week, and any week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. To dial in with no access code, you can dial 551-258-5271. And on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. You may also text us at 410-209-7503. Again, 410-209-7503. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hutton.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those announcements, and we ask that you will please continue to lift up those who are on the prayer list before the Lord, calling out names before God. Amen. And I believe that God will move, amen, as he already has done. So we just thank God for the broadcast and for you, for your love, for your support, and for tuning in to listen so faithfully. Praise the Lord. My soul is stirred. My soul is encouraged.
Yes.
Praise God is doing great and mighty things. And I thought about how when we call on the Lord, he said he would answer
before we even call. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to my God. And the Lord has already sent us help, and we can ask them for more help. Well, thank you, Jesus. When I thought about all the different ministries and the branch that needs to abide in the vine.
Yes.
When we think about that, how God has chosen us to be branches that abide in the main source, which is Jesus being the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
And the branches, we are branching out.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we stay enclosed, hallelujah, we wither up.
Yes.
We're cut off from the vine.
Yes.
We don't want to be cut off from the vine, but we want God to purge us.
Yes.
And so that we can be more fruitful.
Yes.
And bring forth much fruit. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And so the pandemic came seeming like a purging of the branches.
Mm-hmm.
But look what God has done.
Yes.
He has made a way for us to bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to the Lord for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So be encouraged and keep looking to the Lord. He is a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
And when we need him, cry out to him.
Yes.
And if it seems like he's not going to come, cry out to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Don't let unbelief enter your mind or your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But believe God until you see him coming to your rescue.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help.
Yes.
I'm still stirred up. I'm coming on it.
All right.
God, that word is good.
Mm-hmm.
That word of God is so good. So I encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Praise the Lord. And we did find out a little bit about our upcoming district meeting for this session, the second session of the year. And it's going to be on behalf of Holy Temple. And there will be services at the Headquarters Church on Friday morning there in Camden, New Jersey, and teleconference services in the evenings at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. So we'll bring you more information as it becomes available. But until then, we look forward to you tuning in with us on next Friday. Like stated, for that teleconference service, we look forward to broadcasting that live from the Headquarters Church.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. So be sure to tune in and enjoy the Lord with us. Praise God. We thank the Lord for all things, and we ask you to please continue to, as was stated before, keep the Kellum family and all the bereaved families in our prayers.
Amen.
Evangelist May, do you have anything further?
No, that's it.
Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And don't let your praise end right now. When you hang up, praise God. Let your praise continue until you go to sleep.
Amen.
Glory to God. So that's what I told someone. My praise isn't over on the Lord's day until I go to sleep.
All right.
However late that might be.
Yes.
But thank the Lord for all things. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.